From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, the paranormal and forensic science. I'm looking forward to that. Here's what's happening. The suspected gunman in a mass shooting at a Texas high school that left 10 people dead is now under suicide watch at the Galveston County Jail. The 17-year-old is being held on capital murder charges after he opened fire at a Santa Fe high school on Friday. A team of French researchers who recently examined Adolf Hitler's remains say the leader of the Nazi Party definitely died in Berlin and not anyplace else, has been rumored for about decades. There is no possible doubt our study proves that Hitler died in 1945, they say. The individual said other researchers persuaded the Russian government that the entity that discovered Hitler's body to let them look at the last bits of his remains. Now, a part of Hitler's skull with a bullet hole and a set of teeth. The teeth were compared to the autopsy done in 1945, and it was confirmed that they were indeed Hitler's teeth. Unless, of course, everything was falsified. Who knows? 3 weeks before an unprecedented U.S.-North Korea summit is supposed to take place, President Donald Trump will meet with the South Korean president on Tuesday as U.S. officials try to figure out whether North Korea is serious about negotiating or not. We'll find out. The Iranian foreign minister has condemned the United States for promising to impose the strongest sanctions in history on his country. Measures outlined by the Secretary of State show that the United States was a prisoner of its failed policies, they say, and it would suffer the consequences. Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com, with us. What might those consequences be, John?
Well, the consequences are not to the U.S. It's going to be to Iran. I mean, clearly, you know, look, George, you know, since, you know, this wonderful deal took place, and put that in quotes, you know, in July of 2015, Iran was infused with $150 billion in sanctions relief and some, you know, a $2 billion or however many billions of dollars in actual cash was delivered to them. They were absolutely emboldened from this deal to go ahead, fund the Houthi rebels against the Saudi regime in Riyadh, shooting missiles at them now. They're an integral part of the mayhem, the chaos that is going on in Syria. They are funding Hamas, basically, on the southern border of Israel and supplying them with rockets and guided missiles. They're doing that the same thing with Hezbollah in the north in Lebanon. In other words, there's no linkage here between the great deal that was supposed to reduce their weapons-grade uranium that they were making military-grade, you know, fissile material to be packed into A-bombs. You know, that deal did nothing other than embolden Iran in order to create this mayhem across the Middle East. And so, you know, when Macron, you know, the French prime minister, met with Trump about 3-4 weeks ago, he asked Trump, what is your plan B? And the implication to the media, they went wild, thinking there's no plan B. Well, of course there's a plan B. The plan B is reimpose the sanctions, create as much hardship in Iran as imaginable on an already beleaguered, beaten-down economy with, you know, their rial, their currency now at record lows, that the U.S. has tremendous leverage by reimposing sanctions to stop all this mischief that Iran is engaged in the Middle East.
Why do you think, though, John, the European Union, they're all basically siding with Iran in this deal?
They're not really. I mean, if you really read between the lines, Angela Merkel said the other day, well, we don't know whether, you know, these companies can continue doing business around under the new U.S. sanctions routine. The Europeans do a lot more business. They get a lot more petroleum products and various technology transfers and whatever. and business that they do in Iran. So, of course, you know, the EU is concerned about the U.S. pulling the plug on this deal. But the bottom line is that the EU is very aware of the mischief that Iran has been engaged in the Middle East, creating this kind of chaos. And this proxy war against Saudi Arabia is absolutely outrageous. That they're shooting missiles now, Iranian missiles, by these Houthi rebels and hitting the Riyadh airport. So it's got to stop. And this is the way to stop it.
Quick question about North Korea. Is this summit between the president and Kim Jong-un going to happen or not?
Yes, it will happen. And I told you that President Trump has pivoted dramatically in terms of the expectations. And what they're looking for right now is not unilateral disarmament right away by the North Koreans. That's off the table now. And the U.S. joint military ventures with South Korea is pretty much off the table. What the U.S. is looking for now, George, is a peace treaty with North Korea. If they can get the peace treaty, then I think all else will fall into place.
We shall see. John, thank you. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. Fortune 500 companies represent two-thirds of the U.S. GDP with almost $13 trillion in revenues. And I've got a list of some of the top companies in our country. Here they are. Number one, you know what it is? It's Walmart. Number two, Exxon. Number three, Berkshire Hathaway. That's Warren Buffett's company. Number four, Apple. Number five, the United Health Group Insurance Company. Number six, a company called McKesson. Number seven, CVS Health. And number eight, Amazon. Number nine, AT&T. And number 10, General Motors. China is planning to scrap all limits on the number of children a family can have, according to people familiar with the matter, in what would be a historic end to a policy that spurred countless human rights abuses and left the world's second largest economy short of workers. Right now, the policy is one child a family. They're going to probably get rid of that. Later this year, China's space agency plans to soft land a probe on the rugged far side of the moon. No nation has ever done this before. It won't be easy. Simply communicating with the lander will be a challenge. What else is going on in the skies? Let's check in with Dr. Sky, Stephen Cates. What do you have for us, Stephen?
Well, George, so many wonderful things. And to add on to what you were saying in that news segment, this particular Chinese spacecraft is known officially as the Magpie Bridge. And what it will do, it will go high and above into one of those stable orbits so that later in the year, as you described correctly, the Chinese Space Agency is hoping to land a small spacecraft rover, that is, in the southern region of the moon. In this region, folks, correctly stating that it is the far side of the moon, never the dark side of the moon, and this will land, hopefully, in a region called the Aiken Basin. But, George, the live sky now, this is the great part that people tell me they like, and here we go. If you can see the moon right now, George, and the listeners, take a good look. It's a beautiful sight at its first quarter. You get a great view in binoculars and telescopes of the great shadow effect and the symmetry between light and dark. And also, just a moon diameter or so to the lower right is the brilliant zodiac star in Leo. The star is known as Regulus. It's 77 light years away, which means simply that the light left all the way back in the incredible year of 1941. And if you could get close to the star, and hopefully we don't because it gives off so much radiation, it's actually egg-shaped and it turns every 16 hours, an amazing story in the sky. But for planets, George, the planet Jupiter is fantastic right now in your skies. What you can see at around 11:43 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time is the satellite Io will transit and its shadow will move across Jupiter, that visible in small telescopes. And don't forget Mars. Some 66 days from now, Mars comes to opposition. And George, we saved the best for last. We're hoping to do a big event here in the West called Mars and Meteor Madness.
Sounds
with
good.
Mars's closest approach. And, of course, the Perseid meteor shower. We'll talk more about that in the future. Always remember to keep your eyes to the skies and check me out and email me at drsky@cox.net.
Super. Thanks, Dr. Sky. I always love your reports. Makes astronomy exciting, doesn't he? Up next, our sponsors and partners join us. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, he's with us once a month for a couple hours, and he's back with us in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Pharmacist Ben, our dear friends and partners at criticalhealthnews.com, a registered pharmacist. He's a nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, comes on once a month for a couple hours to give you news you can use. And, of course, his website, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. And that toll-free number to call because people are there to help you. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We will take your text and tweets. Tom will have those. I've got emails. We'll take phone calls. We've got it all with you, Ben. Welcome to the program.
Hey, George. Good to talk to you again, buddy.
And by the way, you are going to be speaking in Sacramento on June 10th.
Correct. June 10th, 11 to 2. And that's at the Orange Vale Community Center, 6826 Hazel Avenue, 6826 Hazel Avenue in Orange Vale, zip 95662, if you want to MapQuest it or Waze it. And we're going to be talking about the same thing that we talk about all the time, George, and that is the simplicity of being healthy. The human body is designed to be healthy.
Super. And you, by the way, you can register for that event at criticalhealthnews.com.
Correct.
If I wasn't so busy, I'd come see you.
Wait, oh, that'd be amazing. That'd be amazing, George.
So, last time we talked, I gotta ask you this. Doc Wallach comes on once a month for a couple hours, and there are things that he talks about. We take notes and everything else. I had a guest on last week that contradicted what he said.
You're gonna get me in trouble here, George?
No, I just want to get your views. I want to get your perspective.
Okay. All right.
Because, you know, I want to get the information out.
What did he say?
This guest said, use coconut oil. It's great for you and this and that.
You're stirring up a hornet's nest.
Doc Wallach says, stay away from coconut oil. He hates it.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Nobody, in the world of nutrition, people have their opinions. There's no gospel. There's no one book that tells you exactly what to do. Everybody's got their opinions. And Doc's opinion is, and this is a very, it's based on some real biochemical or chemical logic, that is that oils are unstable. They break down. And when an oil breaks down, it creates something called a free radical. You probably heard that term, a very, very aggressive free radical. And these are dangerous, and they can cause things like cancer and deterioration of tissue and inflammation and a lot of health problems. So oils have to be respected. Coconut oil, on the other hand, is a very stable oil. It's a solid oil. It can withstand heat, for example. It can withstand time and light and oxygen in a way that ordinary vegetable oils cannot. And coconut oil is also a source of something called MCT. Did your guest talk about MCTs? Probably did.
Probably
MCTs
did.
But are amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah, but coconut oil looks like lard when you put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, it does. It looks like lard. And it turns out that saturated fat is actually a very, very powerful, important source of energy. And coconut oil, the fat, is largely something called MCT, which is a very, very important and fascinating fat substance that has benefits for the brain, it has benefits for the heart. We used to use it when I worked in the hospital. I worked in a hospital that specialized in pediatric GI or gastrointestinal issues, and MCTs, the fat called MCT that's in coconut oil, is very easy for the body to process.
So you agree with the guest I had?
Don't be giving me any trouble.
Come on, say it, Ben.
I personally like coconut oil.
Okay. All right.
But vegetable oils have to be very treated with great respect. And you don't never want to heat a vegetable oil. In fact, you want to be really, really careful with vegetable oils. So that's my position.
Right. Now, here's the other thing.
Yes.
Doc says eat a zillion eggs a day.
Now, okay.
This guest, his name was Dr. Daryl Joffrey.
Yeah.
He said, no, 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 no.
Well, you know, I have to disagree with him. I don't know about a million eggs a day or a dozen eggs a day or ridiculous amounts of eggs. That's a different subject. But eggs themselves are the most powerful, important, and valuable food on the planet.
Really? All right.
And I'm talking about all eggs. Listen to this, George. This is the reasoning. I'm not going to just give you my opinion. I'm going to give you the reason. The body's made up of cells. And that this is we look at the body and we see arms and legs and eyes and noses and faces, et cetera. But what we don't see is that all that is made up of cells. It's very hard for the mind to grasp because these things are so tiny and they're so complex and they are what we are. An egg is not an egg. We call it an egg, but it's really an egg cell. When you're eating an egg, you're eating a cell. You're eating everything that a cell needs because it is a cell. so that the zinc and the B vitamins and the magnesium and the cholesterol and the essential fatty acids and the it's almost endless the amount of nutrients that are in an egg that are important for human beings, because you're eating what we're made of at the most fundamental level. So you can have your opinion about eggs and cholesterol and eggs and heart disease, blah, 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 and eggs and eggs are an animal food. But the fact of the matter is, and this is incontrovertible, this is just biochemistry, you're eating everything that a cell needs. It's a complete multi-nutritional supplement, if you will, for yourself. And there's no, you cannot deny that. And that's what makes eggs such a powerful food. Now, you got to be careful about cooking your eggs. You don't want to overcook them. And raw eggs are probably the best way. Then, and you have to be careful about things like salmonella, so your eggs have to be fresh. You can't have cracks in your eggs. So you got to respect the egg. But as far as a food powerhouse goes, there is nothing, period, on the end on the planet that is a more valuable, powerful food than an egg.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. You do help a lot of people, Ben. I got to give you guys credit.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And you know what? That's what, to me, that's what makes life important. That's what makes life meaningful. That's what makes life worth living, is how many people you're helping, the difference you're making. And I'm very fortunate, and I thank you for this, George, and I thank Longevity for it, that we have a platform that allows us to help people. And I'm telling you, George, people need so much help. The sickness that's out there is so heartbreaking. For a guy like myself who has seen reversals, who understands how the body works and understands that there's a healing power built into every cell. Every cell self-repairs. Do you know the cells self-repair?
Oh, they do, of course, if you take care of your cells.
Take care of your cells, you'll take care of yourself. And cells self-repair. Cells have had 3.5 billion years of evolution knowing how to completely exist on their own, with the exception of three things that we have to provide them. This is the only three things that we have to provide ourselves, okay? We have to provide them food, we have to provide them oxygen, and we have to provide them a clean place to do their work. That's it. That the food is what we call the mighty 90 essential nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, the fatty acids. These are the hamburgers and hot dogs and steaks and for yourself. They're the food that a cell eats, and we have to provide them. This is what longevity is all about. We provide these mighty 90 essential nutrients for the cell. Then you have to have oxygen. You got to make sure you're breathing correctly and moving your body. And then you got to make sure you're providing the cell with a clean place to do its business. And that's it. And you know what's really cool about a cell, George? If you cells have only two fundamental things that they do. They either move towards things or away from things. And this is a microcosm for how we live our lives. We either move towards things or away from things. When we're sick, what's happening is the body is contracting. The cells are contracting. Everything is closing off. It's a manifestation or a metaphor for the fear response. Cells feel fear, and cells feel love. And the fear, when a cell feels fear, it shuts down. Just like when a person feels fear, he shuts down. And when a cell feels love, it opens up, it grows, it repairs, it does its business. And that is really, in a nutshell, what all disease is about. It's about cells in fear rather than cells in love. We even call it dis-ease. Dis-ease means out of ease. A cell is out of ease. The body is out of ease. When we're diseased, we're somehow operating in the wrong duality. We're operating on the wrong pole. We're emphasizing the fear response, the contraction response, the out of ease response. And to be healthy, we've simply got to provide the cell what it needs so that it can do its business effectively, and most importantly, so it can feel comfortable. And that's why whenever we do these calls, George, I'm always telling people, and on my radio program and when I do talks, I'm always telling people, if you're sick, calm the body down. It's like your body is your baby. Right? And it's like when the body's sick, it's like your baby is sick. It's like your baby is crying. And when your baby's crying, what do? You don't drug your baby. You don't do a surgical procedure on your baby. You love your baby. You nurture your baby. You're kind to your baby. You calm your baby down. And that metaphor applies to yourself. It applies to your organs, and it applies to the physical body.
You love doing this, don't you? Yeah, I can tell.
I do love doing it.
Do you get recognized a lot now?
Not so much, you know, but more and more, thanks to you, I have to say, and thanks to Young Jeff.
If they hear your name, though, do they say, oh, I've heard of you?
No, not like you, George.
No, of course.
Not at all like that. But the people I help are grateful and appreciative. George, when you help somebody to the degree that they can get off all their drugs, this is what Doc Wallach and I do all the time. When you help people to the degree that they can get off all their medication, or that they lose,
or even some of it.
What's that? Or even some of it, exactly. Even some of it, or that they can get up out of a seated position without pain, or they can play with their grandchildren again. I mean, when you help people at that, or they can fall asleep, or whatever their health challenge may be, when you help people at this fundamental level, the joy and the gratitude that is expressed, I can't even tell.
Oh, it's worth it. The pharmacist Ben with us, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com, or the toll-free number to call for help is 1-855-949-7234. We'll be back with your calls next on Coast to Coast AM. Whoa, the month of June is going to be very, very busy for me, traveling all over the place. And somebody told me at one event, why do you travel so much? And I said, because I get a chance to meet you. And it's so important to meet our Coast to Coast listeners wherever we may go. It really makes this program different for me. It really is. So what we have for you, June 2nd, I will be in Indian Wells at Contact in the Desert. Full information at events at coasttocoastam.com. We've got a great banquet, which I think is sold out, but the luncheon is still available, so take advantage of that. June 2nd for Contact in the Desert in Indian Wells, California. Then, of course, June 9th, we're going to Las Vegas, Nevada for our stage show, and we're going to have a great time. Investigative journalist and my friend and colleague George Knapp will be there, along with John Greenwald, UFO expert, Daniel Brinkley, the guy who got hit by lightning, and then a special surprise by a little 13-year-old who's coming by. Plus, we'll have a band and meet and greet and everything else. And then, of course, at the Diana Wortham Theater, that's DW Theater, theatre.com, you can get tickets for our August 25th event in Asheville, North Carolina.
Man, right after Las Vegas, this is going to be pretty awesome.
Boy, busy, busy.
We were just talking today about who will be our surprise guest. So we're not done quite with the things up our sleeves, but August 25th, the Diana Wortham Theater. We are going to have Micah Hanks discussing Area 51. William Forstin, of course, will talk about our solar grid and how we need to protect that. Joshua P. Warren, he's got some surprises. I know you know about him, and I talked to him last week.
Yeah, unless he's going to trick us.
He lives in such a wacky world.
He does.
It's so cool. And then we're going to have spiritual teacher and psychic medium Vincent Jenna this year, and he's looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to seeing him. Live band, you're going to sing a few songs, audience participation, and a meet and greet to follow. It's all there, folks, 828-257-4530, or you can go to DW Theater. Theater is spelled R-E, not E-R.com.
And a special tribute to our veterans,
always,
past and present, and our first responders.
Always.
Again, you can get tickets for all the events by going to coasttocoastam.com and click events at the top of the homepage. And if you can't get on this half hour, we've got another full hour to go with pharmacist Ben Fuchs to take your phone calls from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number, not to get on the show, but to call people who are standing by to give you information, 855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Pharmacist Ben will be live on June 10th in the Sacramento area. Full information at criticalhealthnews.com for that, too. Emails are rolling in here, Ben. Sue from Lancaster, New York. She says, help me. I've got calcification in the eyes. I've never heard of that before.
You can calcify everywhere. You know, one of the major ways, one of the leading causes of death is calcification of the heart. We turn to stone, George.
Yes, we do. No, you're right.
Isn't that interesting?
Inflammation.
It's very interesting how the body dies in this. It's kind of like a metaphor. We get hard. We ossify. We calcify. Mentally, that happens as well. We get hard mentally. We're not as open-minded. We're not as flexible. These are the hallmark signs of aging. Calcification is something that happens when the body starts to break down, basically. And it can happen in the kidneys. It can happen in the blood vessels. It can happen in the eyes. It pretty much happens everywhere. It's just one of the ways the body breaks down. It's a sign of cell death. So first of all, you can deal with the immediate problem by doing something called chelation. Have you heard of this?
I've heard of chelation. Right.
Awesome.
EDTA, right?
Doctors don't. Yeah, exactly, George.
How
doctors
about
that? Hate it. Or I shouldn't say doctors, but the medical model hates it. But it's incredibly effective for not just removing calcium out of the blood, but also, and that is excess calcium, but and deposits, but also for heavy metals and for other toxins, it's a great anti-aging strategy. But you can use nutrition to chelate. And this is one of the really hidden benefits of the nutritional supplement program. Vitamin C, for example, is a tremendous chelating agent. Selenium, Dr. Wallach loves selenium. Selenium is a chelating agent. Sulfur is a chelating agent. Algaes are chelating agents. And these are all things that will help mop up excess calcium. And lest I forget, vitamin K is incredibly important for helping maintain calcium balance, if you will. And vitamin K deficiencies are very common. Vitamin K is found in green leafy vegetables. Fermented foods have a good source of vitamin K, and vitamin K is also something you can supplement with. So calcification is a really serious problem. The main way that you want to deal with it, however, is by taking care of the body. The same thing that you have to do if you have diabetes or arthritis or Alzheimer's disease, get on a supplement program, stay away from problem foods, correct gut health issues, make sure you're lowering your blood sugar, and as importantly, relax the body, lighten up, make sure you're deep breathing, just tell the body it's safe. And it doesn't seem like these things are directly related to calcification, but when you understand that calcification is a sign that the cells are breaking down, it becomes not a question of dealing with the calcium, but a question of dealing with the health of the cells, the fundamental aspects of our beingness, of our bodiness.
All right, let's go help some folks. Let's go to Jerry on the wildcard line in Sacramento, California, where you will be, Ben, on June 10th in that area. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hope we see you, Jerry.
Thanks for taking my call.
Very welcome.
I have a question for pharmacist Ben.
Sure.
And I recently had a heart attack.
Oh, my.
I'm 65 years old. I spent 5 days at Kaiser. Mm. And they did angioplasty, where they took pictures and were going to do a scan.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that there wasn't that much blockage, but that my heart is weak and that it's only pumping 42% of the blood required.
Did you get a stent put in at all?
No, they said it wasn't that much there.
You didn't have to.
What did they put you on? What drugs are you on?
Okay, that's what I mean. It's Astrovastin.
Okay.
And fluorosamide.
Which is like generic for Lipitor for cholesterol.
George, I am impressed.
I was a pharmacist too.
I'm impressed. That's good. Do you know what the other one was, the furosemide?
Pardon me?
Don't try tricking.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
You said furosemide, right? The second one?
I can't know everything.
Okay, all right. The furosemide is a particularly nasty drug. They keep it for fluid balance because when the heart's not working, fluids can start to deposit, and that can put a serious strain on the body. By the time you're in this pickle, a lot of deterioration has gone on, but that doesn't mean you can't begin the process of healing. And it starts off by getting on, in my opinion, it starts off by getting on a good nutritional supplement program. One of the neatest things about supplementation is you will find that the more deficient you are, the faster your body absorbs nutrients. And I'm guessing that, sir, with all due respect, that you're highly deficient. So that when you get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, for example, that would be the first thing I'd recommend for you is Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and I wouldn't waste any time getting it either. You're going to notice a life-changing, you're going to have a life-changing experience because your body has probably been deficient in electrolytes and B-complex and vitamin C and other nutrients that you're going to get when you use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine in high doses. Your body's going to suck those up like a dry sponge sucks up water. Think of a plant that hasn't been watered. And when you water the plant, you can almost see the plant in front of your very eyes start to bloom and blossom. It becomes happy, and you can almost see it right in front of your very eyes. That's going to be what happens to your body when you put the Beyond Tangy Tangerine in your system. It's not going to take very long either. Now, there's many, many other things that you're going to want to do. Magnesium is particularly important. If you want to do a simple nutritional protocol, get the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack off of criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-7234 and ask for it. Certainly you want to make sure your blood sugar is under control. And if I have to give you one quick thing that you want to do, make sure you're oxygenating. One of the most important aspects of heart disease is not only is it caused by a problem of oxygenation, but it leads to problems of with oxygenation. So make sure you're practicing what I call SDR breathing, slow, deep
And his injection rate is only 40%. It should be, what, up to 80? 80 is considered pretty strong.
That would be pretty strong, but, you'd be pretty good if he's 65, if he's in the 70s probably. But, how do you know all this stuff, George?
I study this stuff, man.
This is good. I'm impressed. So the ejection rate is how fast how hard the blood is coming out of the heart. And when the heart is that weak, and by the way, many of the drugs they give you actually weaken the heart, beta blockers and calcium channel blockers and digoxin, under the misguided strategy that if you weaken the heart pharmacologically, it won't be working as hard, so it won't have as much stress. Problem is, the heart has to work. It has to do its business. But the good news is once you start to take some corrective measures, you're going to notice it very, very quickly, sir. And 65 is far too young for a heart attack.
That's right. And Jerry, what we tell everybody is work with your doctor. Do not take your drugs and get off them on your own. Work with your doctor first. But do as much as you can to supplement to help yourself.
Absolutely. And you'll find that the more you supplement, this is another neat thing about supplementation, supplements make your drugs work better. So that when you're on medication, if you start a supplement program, you can wean yourself gradually off the medication much more effectively and take lower doses. And as a pharmacist, I'm telling you this, if you're on a drug long-term, chronic, you have to take it for the rest of your life or at least for a long period of time, your number one health challenge has to be to figure out how to reduce that dose ultimately to get off of it. And getting on a supplement program is a powerful tool for helping you reduce the dosage because it makes the drugs more effective.
Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And by the way, every phone line we have is lit up. So if somebody gets on and then off, go for it. And we're going to take calls with pharmacist Ben next hour as well, too. Let's go to this email. This is interesting. Ben, should I take glucogel caps or glucogel liquid? The liquid seems to be a little more costly. Are they both effective?
In pharmacy school, we learn about dosages, and we're always told that there's different ways, the different dosage forms have different implications on how the body handles the medicine. So the best dosage form going is intravenous. It goes right in the blood. If it's an emergency or in the hospital, they don't mess around. They put it right in the blood. The next one, believe it or not, is suppository. And because there's a lot of blood vessels when you use a suppository, and that's a quick way of getting medication. Intranasally is another quick one, through the nose. Buccally, under the tongue or in the cheek, is another way. But liquids are probably, aside from these other more complicated ways of getting stuff into the body, liquids are probably the best way to get things into the blood. You don't have to digest them. They go right to work much more quickly. It is more costly to ship liquids, so sometimes liquid products are a little bit pricier. If I had my preferences, I would always go liquid. Now, of course, you can always drop your glucogel caps into some water and stir it up and drink it down. I'm not sure if it'll dissolve in water, but you can stir it up. I think it may dissolve in water, actually. And you stir it up and drink it down. You can make your own glucogel beverage and save the money.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for pharmacist Ben?
This is one from John in Kentucky. What does pharmacist Ben think about yogurt for breakfast? Will it strengthen bones?
You don't have dairy problems.
Power food.
It's a power food. And you want to focus on power foods for breakfast. Cereal is most definitely not
a probiotic too, isn't it? Yogurt.
It has probiotics in it if it's cultured. Not all yogurt does, though. You got to make sure that you're eating a quality yogurt. Danone probably doesn't have.
You don't need the sugared down yogurt.
Exactly. Some of it's like candy.
How am I doing, Ben?
You're doing pretty darn good. I need you to fill in on my radio program.
Yeah, right.
If you're not busy.
If I'm not busy?
Yeah, if you're not busy.
Go.
That sounds like you know some stuff there. Power foods for breakfast are ideal. Herring, sardines. I always thought that sushi would be a great. There's no sushi places open for breakfast, but that's a great breakfast, sashimi. Eggs, of course, are a great power food. Algae is a power food. Chlorella is a power food. Seaweed is a power food. Power foods are foods that are nutritionally dense. They don't have a lot of stuff in it that's not going that the body isn't going to use for building. And you don't need to eat a lot of them to get a lot of bang for your buck. I call those power foods, and breakfast is an ideal time for power foods. Of course, breakfast, as I've always said, George, is the most important meal to skip. Did you know that?
I knew that.
Yes, breakfast is a great meal to skip. In fact, breaking your fast, that's where you get the name breakfast from, the term breakfast from, breaking your fast breaks your ketogenesis. Your body stops making ketones, and you've heard of the ketogenic diet, right?
You have to be careful with that when you're on the Atkins diet.
Well, the Atkins diet is kind of, there's some problems with the Atkins diet. Atkins was a great guy, by the way. He really woke a lot of people to this craziness around carbohydrates. But you got to be a little bit careful with protein. You know, protein gets turned into sugar. Protein gets turned into carbohydrates. So if you're eating a lot of protein but you're not working out, for example, your body is going to take that protein, it's going to turn it into sugar, and you're going to get fat from the protein. It's going to throw off your blood sugar. And Dr. Atkins, he wasn't hip to that. So the ketogenic diet takes that into account. Ketogenic diet is a low-carbohydrate, low-calorie, high-fat diet, and it takes into account that you got to have the carbs out of the system and you got to keep the calories down at the same time as you're eating lots of fat and paying very close attention to your protein.
Let's go to Grace in Roseville, California, west of the Rockies. Hey, Grace, thanks for calling.
Hey, Grace.
Hi. My problem is with my scalp. I have dermatitis on my scalp. There's like scales on my scalp, and it seems like when I eat a certain food, I'll have like
it works.
It's like a scab. And
isn't that interesting?
And
think about it, Grace. Grace, right?
Grace, it is.
Okay. So think about this, Grace. That's your scalp, right?
Is this psoriasis she's talking about?
It's not quite psoriasis, no. It's more like eczema or seborrheic dermatitis, it sounds like, or dandruff. But they're all basically the same thing. They're skin cells that are dividing very rapidly, in this crazy fashion, and they're flaking off, and they're falling off in a chaotic
way.
Are
they dying?
They're basically dead cells. Most of the time, dead cells come off. You don't notice them. You know, right now, as you and I are talking, dead cells are flying off of our body. You know, 90% or 80%, some huge amount of dust is dead skin cells. So dead skin cells are typically flying off. But if they don't fly off correctly, they fly off in clumps. And that's what dandruff is.
Huh.
And that has to do with inflammation at the level of the skin, because all inflammation. But isn't it interesting how when Grace said that she eats certain foods, it gets worse? You say, well, what's that got to do with anything? What's the food that you got to do with the stuff coming off the top?
Probably a lot.
A lot, exactly. It has a lot to do with it. Because the skin, the digestive system, is the skin inside out. It's the same system in many ways. So the skin and the digestive system are two peas in a pod. And anytime you, it's true about all health challenges, but anytime you have a skin health challenge, psoriasis, eczema, dermatitis, sensitive skin, acne, rosacea, oily skin, backtrack it to the digestive system and you will be blown away by what you find out. And when I say backtrack, I mean look for problem foods like Grace has done, right on, Grace. You have no idea how that puts you in the upper echelon of people who have health challenges that you notice that there's certain foods that will make your scalp condition worse. Backtrack to the digestive system and focus on problem foods and eliminate those, and then get on a good nutritional supplement program for the gut. And probiotics are the chief thing that you want to be focusing on. And my favorite probiotic is the Nightly Essence from Youngevity. Get on that one. Make sure you're using apple cider vinegar with all of your meals. Use our ultimate enzymes. And by the way, you can call 855-949-7234 or go on criticalhealthnews.com for all these. Also, make sure you're using things like gelatin, which is wonderful for the digestive system. A lot of people don't realize how important gelatin is for the digestive system, and slimy substances, things like algae and seaweeds and mushrooms, anything that has a slimy quality, certain herbs like slippery elm can help coat and soothe the digestive system. And then there's some very key nutrients that are important for the skin. Zinc is the skin's favorite mineral. And anytime you have a skin health challenge, think zinc.
It's great for you. Fights colds, too, doesn't it?
And fights colds. You know, there was a pharmacist a couple of years, maybe 20 years ago, and he knew what we learn in pharmacy school all the time, that zinc shortens the duration of colds, and he patented it. He put it into a product, and I don't know how much he's making on it, but I see him advertising it all the time.
Is that cold Z?
Something like that. Yeah. I don't remember the name of it, but it's basically a pharmacist who knew what all pharmacists know, that zinc is important for the immune system and for colds. And zinc deficiency is unspeakably common. I think it's the second or third most important, most significant nutrition.
That's great. Stay with us. Pharmacist Ben, we're going to come back and take a final hour of phone calls with you. And by the way, Pharmacist Ben will be in the Sacramento area on June 10th at an event that you can attend. You can get information and register at criticalhealthnews.com. And they want you to know that he will come to your area to put on a free health and business lecture courtesy of criticalhealthnews.com. And also the number to call for a little help and assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We will be back with another hour to go of Pharmacist Ben and your calls from criticalhealthnews.com.